sacrifice to the buffalo so that would be healed. And then he realized that the buffalo was such a majestic creature that was much better than a mouse, that of course he would get one of his eyes up. So he did that. And the buffalo then, it came to its senses. It was like very awake, right? He like it freed it of this fog around its consciousness. And then it took him, said, now you know the river, but actually there is something much greater ahead of you.
That's the what?
The mountain.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to take you to the mountain. So he said, you have to cross the desert to get to the mountain. So he hung on the bottom of the buffalo as the buffalo went, because there was all of these eagles flying above that were going to pick him off.
Yeah.
In the desert. So the buffalo just protected him. So he rode under the buffalo. And then he got there, and the buffalo said, I can't take you any further because it's in the forest. Then he met also a coyote that was also this coyote was also its consciousness, and he sacrificed something else from his body for this coyote. And eventually they took him to this place where there were no more animals and they couldn't take him any further. And they said, well, you have to run across this field to get to the mountain, but it's very dangerous because there's hawks and eagles. And he was running, and sure enough, well, what had happened is he'd given both of his eyes up, so he was blind. He sacrificed both his eyes. So he was blind. So they just kind of took him, blind as he was, and carried him to this place. And they said, now you have to get across that field, but he was blind. But he sensed things as well, and so he started running across the field, and then he sensed there was a bird coming for him. And so he just, like, this bird grabbed him, and then he realized, I'm dead now. It's over. So he just let go. And then he just was in this blackness, right? And then, actually, he felt them let go of him, but he didn't feel himself falling. And then he just started moving, and then his eyes opened, and he realized that he was an eagle. Yeah. So I think that's just like these amazing stories, right? And that's kind of like the Odin story, right? Where Odin gives up his eye, right? It's the same with this mouse.
So really, and where's that from?
This is a guy called Hieronymus Storm. He's kind of like an Indian shaman storyteller guy.
Okay, and this is so.
His books are really easy to get. Get them on used. Like there's copies from the 70s, which are really cool.
What's his name again?
Hieronymus Storm.
Hieronymus Storm.
Yeah, he wrote, and he had like in the book was all full of these like Native American medicine shields.
That's cool.
Like he kind of explains all of this like symbolism, symbolism and stories.
And there was solstice stories in there too, eh?
I think maybe. Like they
don't know?
No, I don't think they kind of did.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.